Season 9, episode 10 of The Walking Dead. That makes this, of course, Talking Walking Dead. Hi, welcome to Talking Walking Dead with myself, Jason Buttrell, and Maximus Fisher. Of course, the IMDb, another arrival at the Hilltop Colony, reveals information about the leader of a hostile new group of savages, and a party searches for Alden and Luke. All right, so, yes, it was enjoyable. No, it wasn't so great. I don't know, I've kind of torn between the episode, actually.
Yeah, I liked it. I was just... Okay, first of all, I want to start with this. Why can't we have gotten this episode for Negan back when they were in really getting into Negan?
Well, with the backstory.
They should have, right?
With the flashbacks.
Would have been perfect.
They really are pushing the flashbacks with Alpha and the Whisperers.
Which was cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Which we asked for.
I dug it.
We asked for that with Negan.
Yeah, I'd say, but with Negan, that's exactly what we need, and that would be probably one of the better episodes in the series.
And it would have saved some of the audience, I think, with more of a Negan backstory,
right?
Than just this bad guy who's going to kill everybody with his bat,
right?
We have a little bit of his backstory,
humanized him
explaining it, but we never actually got it.
No, I know, but no, we never got it. Right, we never got the feeling of him. Struggling with his family, struggling with his wife, struggling to the new world coming out, and then realizing that he needed to do this to survive. We never got that.
And how did we not get anything at all on Negan tonight or last night?
Nothing.
We were at Hilltop almost the entire time we were at Hilltop.
Come on, man.
I know.
And you know exactly why, because they are trying to string these episodes out. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, why should we do that when we can just like... We can do a whole episode, later when Negan's going, come on, man. Like, that, that's exactly what we wanted to see. We wanted to see that. We wanted to get a lot of Whisperer stuff, but we wanted to see, what happened after Negan walked into Alexandria with Judith. They were probably going to flip their crap once they see that. That'd
yeah,
be great.
Well, we don't even know, really, that Michonne knows, right? Because she was on her way back.
I don't think Michonne ever knew.
Yeah, she was on her way back from Hilltop.
Oh, yeah.
All that was going on, so she doesn't even know.
They're both going to walk in together. Watch. You know what I mean?
That would be
from
funny.
From one road, they're going to meet in the middle, and she's going to be like, what the heck? Draws swords.
I just went out for a walk.
Yeah. That would be something Negan would say, too.
Judith and I went out to lunch, and we're just coming back. Hey, fancy meeting you here.
But, I enjoyed the episode. I was just so pissed off because literally, and we've complained about this before, but last night it seemed even worse. Every, 90 seconds we're cutting to commercial? They couldn't even get a coherent sentence out.
It just seemed like every 90 seconds, but it did seem like there were quite a lot of commercials last night.
It was almost
they have to pay the bills. I get it.
Yeah.
They got to pay the bills.
Sure.
I know.
That didn't really bug me. I had to watch it on DVR.
Oh, yeah, he watched it on DVR, so he just fast forward. Which, by the way...
That's the way to do it.
Well, and remarkably, he watched it on DVR, and then it did actually bode well to every 90 seconds of commercial break, because I was sitting there working, and he was watching it on DVR, and the next thing I know, he's done. So that's how fast the show was.
It literally, did it take 15 minutes to watch it? I bet.
Show's over.
15, 20 minutes?
It's like, he just started. I was like, it's over. Oh, okay. That's the way we should have watched it.
Good gosh.
It was good to see. I mean, I don't know. They're really pushing the Tara in charge, taking the bull by the horns at Hilltop. That's okay, I guess.
I know you don't like Tara that much.
I'm not real crazy about her, but okay. She seemed to be okay with taking the bull by the horns and being in charge, which, okay.
I guess.
What about Magna and her group?
Yeah. They are agonizing. They need to make... We need to make a decision. They're either in or they're out, right?
Well, they kind of already made that decision by the end of the episode.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't get how they've survived solo. And you've talked about this in other episodes, like the people that like actively act stupid, like you probably shouldn't be alive still.
Right.
You would be
how
dead.
Would they?
It's natural selection.
You would absolutely be dead.
She was talking about with that guy Luke or whatever. Is that his name, Luke?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, he's a survivor. He's in good hands. I was like, shut up. He's a fat guy that tells jokes and stuff and goes searching for musical instruments. He's not a survivor. He would have been the first guy that freaking died. I'm sorry. I'm not buying the fact that he's in the level of like Daryl,
No way.
Ultimate survivor. No, he's not.
Not even close.
He wouldn't even make it on the show Survivor, for crying out loud.
Is he killing people with his trombone slide?
Yeah, come on.
What about Yumiko?
Give me a break. I don't know.
She's the Asian girl with the bone arrow.
Yeah.
Magna, though, homegirl, is hot. She's got tattoos.
She's a new girl.
I'm replacing, officially declaring on this podcast, I am replacing that other chick. What was her name? Rosita? Whatever.
I don't even remember her
name. I'm sorry, girl. Now. Cheating has its consequences, and that's just,
you know.
Talk about mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Yeah.
She's getting the horns
now. You know what that just reminded me of something? Remember that scene when Gabriel was talking to Negan in the cell, and Negan said he heard Rosita talking outside, and then Gabriel said, "And I don't know, I don't want to hear what she knows about me through that." And he goes, "Who said she was talking about you?"
Right. Thank you.
We always thought it was just Negan joking, but who knows?
Dude, yeah, no, it wasn't.
See what I've had to deal with?
Yeah.
The entire city of Alexandria apparently was like in on this. Multiple different people. I am done, Magna. You're the new It girl.
then after Rosita gets her head on a pike, he's going. Gabriel's going to go after Magna.
Dude, she's a German actress. Do you know that? I looked her up immediately today when I replaced Rosita with her. She's a German actress, but has no German accent. But if you're not, I mean, I'm annoyed with all the Euro actors on the show.
Definitely British.
At least she's not a Brit.
She's definitely the Euro. So then we had my beautiful Henry. Is kind of
who?
Hank.
Hank. Got it.
I saw the text.
Oh, Hank. Well, no, I can't take it, Hank. He's agonizing. This is why Daryl needs to put an end to that. Only he won't because of Carol. Right?
Yeah.
No way. I mean, that's tied to Carol.
Right.
And Hank becomes such a jerk, but then every so often he's like, "Oh, I'm glad you're friends with my mom." Just to win Daryl back over again when Daryl's about ready to put a crossbow in his skull.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is wrong with Henry?
He should be smarter than he is. But I know that they're, you know, that's the plot line, right, of Hank and Lydia, right?
He should be certifiably crazy.
But Hank has taken over for Carl, right?
In the comics, because in the comics, Carl and Lydia are a thing.
Right. And in fact, what we miss out on when Carl and Lydia meet in the comics is
Lydia licking Carl's eye socket
in the comic books.
That's pretty awesome.
In fact, yeah, it's real awesome. In fact, I saw that The Walking Dead, not The Walking Dead AMC, but The Walking Dead Twitter account tweeted a picture of the comic book page of Lydia licking Carl's eye socket saying, "We missed out on this now." Really funny. Really funny. And then we have, I really did enjoy, you're right, I really did enjoy the Alpha flashbacks because it really built up what pushed her to the edge.
Okay, so walk me through this because half the time I thought that she was just lying. Because there was like three different versions.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
Of the truth. Now, I was like, is she just making this up to hide the fact that her mom is like this total bad A and crazy? Or is she actually conflicted and scrambled in her head?
I think it's the latter.
She's scrambled in the head.
It feels that way, right? It does feel that way. Because the stories were conflicted
and
with the flashbacks.
Yeah, and
from
even,
her telling the story.
Yeah, and even Daryl said the most real one, he said, it sounded like the one where her dad was singing to her.
Right.
So there was one version where her dad cuts his beard off and says, you know, "You always liked this, and now I'm doing what I want to do."
Right.
And then there's another version where the beard is still on and he gets bitten by the walker.
Right.
And then the last version was the mom had her hair chopped off. She was the crazy one, and she stabbed the husband, her dad, with a knife at the end and killed him.
I think the last one is the real one.
Yeah, the last one does appear to be the real one, probably. Just crazy, right? I mean, they were living in this basement, hiding out, and mom was crazy to begin with, really. I mean, let's Alpha wasn't the loving homemaker anyway, right? She's the kind of whacked out of her mind anyway. And then this happened, and she, you know, she grew strong. I do like the makeup of Alpha and the face.
At the end?
What happens, that's what happens when you wear, I don't know, dead people's faces on your face.
Yeah. Your face gets kind of jacked up.
Yeah.
She looked toe up.
Yeah.
You have to admit, though, that scene where you see Connie and Kelly walking in with the guards, and then you look up and you see just all the Whispers walking forward. That scene was awesome.
Yes. And look, the Whispers, they've built it up to where it's going to be really cool. I don't know what kind of battle we're going to get next week. I hope that they don't. Next week, we saw a little bit of the previews of what's going to happen, but I think that's going to be the beginning, and then the rest of the episode is not going to be anything to do with Hilltop. But you're going to get the beginning.
I didn't see the preview.
You're going to get the beginning where Alpha again asks for her daughter, and Daryl says no. And the preview was a wrong answer.
Oh, right. I did see
and
that.
And then they're going to go to probably the kingdom. Wrong answer. And then go to the kingdom as they're getting ready for the fair or whatever, their parade that they're going to do. Right?
I mean, literally, they could just show that opening scene where she says wrong answer, and that would be the entire episode. Because that would take about 15 minutes to get through, you know, another 40 minutes of commercials.
40 minutes of commercials, and we're done. Wrap it up.
That's the next episode.
So we have three segments for this half of the season. That literally could happen.
I mean, who really cares what's going on at the kingdom at this point? Is there anything interesting at all going on over there?
Well, no, except that that's kind of another sacred ground, right? I mean, they're getting ready for their fair, and they're still battling to stay alive. You've got the king, and you've got Carol, and you've got Jerry. Right, they're still going to be alive, and the Whisperers, who know about Alexandria,
the Whisperers don't know about Alexandria. I don't think.
Yeah, they do. We've seen pictures of them watching Alexandria, and we know that they know about Hilltop, but I don't think that they know about Kingdom except what
Lydia.
Hank was telling Lydia.
Yeah,
right.
I like it. Are you going to keep calling him Hank now?
Yes, I think so.
That's his new name.
Agonizing. Just because I think it ticks him off, which just makes me want to do it even more.
Can I circle back around? Like, this is a question for Max. In the comics, is Lydia also conflicted, or does she hate her mom, or how does she feel about her mom?
I'll admit they made her a little in the show. They made her a little more conflicted than she is in the comics. She doesn't like her. She did like her mom for a little bit until she realized how bad of a person she really was in the comics. But they didn't go into it as deep as they did in the show.
Okay, so what they're probably doing is just setting up that she's kind of scrambled. But I bet she's gonna eventually go back to her mom and then probably come to that realization later that her mom is a bad guy.
Well,
does she turn coat?
She turns coat, yes, but
yeah, because Hank is taking Carl's place, right? So in the comic books, doesn't she falls in love with Carl, right?
Around those lines, yes. However, one other thing too is later in the comics, before she even turns coat. Due to when she stayed at the Hilltop, she changed so much, Alpha actually exiled her.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay.
So she didn't want anything to do with her daughter. Nice.
Hmm.
Nice. We'll see about the Whispers. I mean, I'm kind of, the Whispers don't want anything to do with anyone else, right? It's their land. Everybody else has to die. Nothing else changes. So that's kind of... We'll see.
Can't wait till the border scene.
I mean, it's really hard to. It's a new world out there, though, fighting the dead with the Whispers around, though, right? Because you don't know what's dead and what isn't.
Oh, it's an awesome idea by Kirkman. You know, it's really freaky, like not really knowing, you know, if you can trust what you've come to believe. Because the Walkers have become a joke at this point,
right? Which we talked about at all. I mean, the Walkers have our second thought.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Yeah, whatever.
It's literally like, you guys seen that movie Zombieland?
No.
Is it Jesse Eisenberg, the guy that played in The Social Network?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's who's in it. And Woody Harrelson, he's also in it. But it's funny. It's like they show how like ridiculous zombies are. So at one point, he just runs in a circle just to get away from them while he's trying to like get his keys out. He can't get his keys out. And he's like, crap. So he just runs in a circle. And they're just following him. He just keeps running around. And he's like, got to maintain your cardio. But that's how they are. It's like they just they're not scary anymore. You know, they're just they're nice and slow, and everyone just kind of like screws with
and
them.
The only way that they're scary is when they're in the large herds. Right?
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you
can, right.
When you get overwhelmed, which but is now, what happens to a lot of people.
But now, even if it's just a group of 10 of them, it's unpredictable. They don't know, so it's like it's brought right. a freakiness creepy
sure
factor
has.
To it,
it sure
which
has.
Is cool.
I like it.
It's cool.
I like it. And we talked last week. I like the idea of how they sneak up on you, and then they're like the Velociraptors
coming from the middle of their clever girl.
Yeah. Right. Then there was also the you had the guys from Hilltop, including Magna's group, looking for Luke and Alden, and then they see the horse being eaten, and then they realize like it had a cut in it that wasn't a bite mark.
Right. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. So they left some for the walkers to eat. But they killed it first.
Dude, where the heck is Beta? I thought he was going to show up standing next
too.
To her. And I couldn't wait to see like this big dude, you know.
Right.
I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, that actually doesn't happen in the comics. In the comics, Alpha shows up to Hilltop almost exactly like that. No Beta.
When does he come out?
He comes out when Negan meets the Whisperers. When Negan first meets the Whisperers, that's when Beta shows up.
Is Alpha around at that point or no?
Well... That's after the whole Alpha thing. Once Negan fully gets out,
So he's let out, right? Then he escapes.
Someone lets him out, but it's a mixture of an escape. But
interesting. How are they going to do this then? I wonder if he's not really going to make it back to Alexandria.
Ooh, you that know, might be.
Because he can't just go back into prison, right?
That might be. Because he wanted to go back. Judith's going to bring him back. Maybe Michonne. Maybe they run into each other on the road. Like we talked about. You know, they're busy on their traveling on their way back to Alexandria.
They had to fight together or something?
And Judith says, I knew that he was out. But, you know, now he's decided that he wants to come back. And Michonne probably freaks out. And when Michonne is freaking out with Judith, Negan says, goodbye.
It's something like that, or it's got to be a fight together. Because that's the only way it's going to like...
But so what happens a little bit is
try and change.
When Negan meets the Whisperers for the first time, he actually starts making fun of them. And he starts making fun of...
Walking around this stupid dead mask.
Yeah, pretty much. He goes...
It's going to be so good.
He goes, are you guys like literal monsters under there? Do you have like weird scarring or are you just freaks? And then Beta shows up. And, like, he's right behind him, and he's towering over Negan. And then he's like, hello, Mr. Frowny McTwoKnives.
McTwoKnives.
And, actually, Negan says, "Is look, you might know how to fight, so you'll probably kill me. But these guys, they probably just sneak around and stab people, so I could kill them right before you kill me."
There you go. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It was fascinating to see this episode. We'll see where they're going. We do see that they're... We were kind of right after the midseason premiere is that they're going to milk this season, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm really kind of disappointed in, and I hope that changes. I hope in the next couple episodes we get the non-milking episodes.
Like I said, I think the season finale will be the Pikes.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got a ways to get there, right, with the milking system.
But they'll
the Pikes will be at the end of season 12.
They'll easily be able to do it, though, because it's like they're running two separate plot lines. And each plot line is kind of like taking the lead in each, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So they'll do something with Negan and Alexandria one episode, and they'll check in.
Then we got Hilltop, and they check in, and then next week we check in with Hilltop, and we go to Kingdom.
Ugh, gosh. Yeah.
Right, because they showed, I think we did see some footage of some kind of fighting going on with Jerry, and I hope he survives.
I didn't see Jerry.
Yeah, there was some footage that showed him. I don't forget where I saw it, but I did see some footage of the fighting with Kingdom. Now, that might be a couple episodes away. You know what I mean? But there was some footage there of the Kingdom fighting. So, you know, who knows?
Jerry's head on the Pikes.
No way.
I hope that doesn't happen.
And we know what we didn't see last night was Dog.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't see Dog.
That's right.
So... I mean, he could be already dead.
Well, your prediction was wrong, kind of.
What's that?
You said he would die within the first three episodes.
Well, we still have another episode to go, bruh. I mean, my prediction is still standing strong. And I liked the little tour that Hank was giving her. That's the doctor. And he's giving her the tour, the whole thing. Shut up. That really ticked me off. And then they trip over a stupid rock and eat a worm. It's just agonizing. Stop it. Oh, I can't believe I ate a worm. Can we go back and hold hands? Shh.
You have to admit, though, that conversation with Daryl and Lydia was pretty good. Both of them.
Yeah. Okay. That was good. And it's good to see Daryl, you know, breaking out of the Daryl mold a little bit, even though he doesn't want to. I do like the conflict within Daryl of him not wanting to be who he's becoming, of him just wanting to be the guy that stands behind Rick and kills people.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got you, bro. Dead.
Yeah, you know, I did enjoy those types of scenes. The problem that I get pissed off with the show is that when they forget that this is a zombie show and that you see less and less, you know, of the walkers and, like, the conflict with them, and it's more of the, aw, you know, my name's Hank, and I just want to be loved. And my name's Lydia, and I, too, want to be loved.
I could roll you my egg if you need.
Yeah, shut up! Just get to the, you know, surviving in a world of zombies. Come on.
Like, well, that's the whole point, right? I mean, we're moving past that, right? Which, sadly, that's the truth.
But Robert Kirkman has publicly stated, I think before even the show came out, when it was he was talking about the comics, is it's a pretty much a drama show with zombies as a supplement.
Right. I mean, we were working toward that, right? The beginning was, of course, struggling with the walkers, but we're working toward the walkers being washed out, and then it's a struggle for the new world, right? Hoping that it was going to change and go back, and you're never going to get that back. But we still have giant herds of walkers. I mean, we haven't gotten rid of all of them. Right, I mean, if they don't die, I mean, we walked by that one prison or power camp or whatever that stunk so bad. Remember that had the herd that's still in fences.
Man.
I mean, if somebody opens the gate to them, there's another massive herd traveling around. Isn't going to guide them.
Yeah,
and then there's the one that that they saw at the end of the war. With Negan.
Right. Okay, but I'm just saying, right, yeah. And those, you know, you just got herds wandering around, giant herds. That's what the overwhelming comes from. So,
you know what doesn't work with TV that probably worked tons better in comics is having these, like expanding the world. So, like, remember back in the day, it was just the group. It was Rick and the gang, and you followed whatever story it was. Even if it was slow, it still seemed more fast-paced than now because you were just with the group. Like, now it's like we've got a group in this community, a group in the other community, and a group in the other community. We'll bounce around through different plot lines and all the different characters and stuff. Sometimes we'll get back to the main group.
Right.
But sometimes we're just going to sometimes we're going to have a full-on episode of Morgan turning into Buddha.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, wasn't that a good episode, though?
Don't get me started, Max.
So he asked the question.
You know, like that's like I guess my main issue with like how the show runs now. It's like it's so much easier for them to stretch it out and milk the advertising revenue because you can do that. But before it was just like it was always the group surviving in the world.
And that's what we fell in love with, right? I mean, that's what
that's why it's different now.
When they even talked about they felt like we could do anything together.
Right.
Right. And that's the group that we fell in love with.
Right. And it's still good show. It's just like if you pour a little bit too much water in the whiskey, you know, it's watered down a little bit because of all this other crap and the story is spread out all over the place.
Well, on top of which, they have to kind of do that now. I mean, they've had their hand forced with some of the big names leaving as well, right? With some of the group leaving as well. So, you know, might have changed a little bit if some of the big names had stayed because you're still, you know, that's still part of the group. But now that they're going and have gone, you're going to have to do that.
Your main characters are spread out over what?
Three communities.
At least 15 miles of from three different communities. I want to know about Carol. I want to know about Daryl. I want to know about, I guess, Michonne. Yeah, but because that core group right there, I want to know about them. But the problem is, and Negan. But the problem is you can't because they're in three different locations spread out over tons of miles.
Right.
And they can easily bounce around all over the place. Get them all together.
Right.
Like
let's work it.
They should never have done that. Like that's kind of a bad on Kirkman, I think. He should never have taken Carol, what's her name? Maggie, thrown over a hilltop, all these other all over the place. It works in a comic. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work in a TV show. I don't know.
You have to admit, though, it was, yeah, I do agree with you, Jason, but one thing that was kind of cool, at least, was Henry telling Daryl on how Carol grew her hair out again. We were all wondering, why'd she grow her hair out? Mm-hmm. Now we know.
She'd never said that before, huh?
I don't think there was ever an explanation until now.
No, there wasn't, but I think we kind of, I mean, right, we knew that she had a, you know, tough life as a homemaker, and you know, that's why she's such a badass in the new world, because she put up with all this other crap before.
Were they not setting up a Alpha Carol title fight?
Yes.
I cannot wait to see that.
That will be awesome.
Because they were kind of having their like, oh, my mom could kick your mama's butt. They're totally setting that up. It's going to be a fist-on-fist fight. I cannot wait.
We don't need to have that in the UK either. That needs to happen in Vegas.
MGM Grand, baby. Can't wait. Caesar's Palace, maybe.
You have to admit, though, this one, you have to admit, we all know Alpha is probably a great fighter, so this is gonna be great.
Are you gonna bet on Alpha over Carol?
Oh no! I'm betting on Carol.
We are done here.
I am betting on Carol. Okay, fine. Who are we betting, Daryl or Beta?
Ooh, I don't know. We haven't seen Beta yet, so we don't know what kind of badass he is. Plus, it's Daryl. Daryl doesn't lose. All right. Daryl gets his butt kicked and goes off and heals his wounds and comes back and wins again.
Right? Yeah, he was in a cell for half a season.
That's what I mean. He gets hurt. He goes away and licks his wounds and comes back to fight again. That's Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl's like the only one. I mean, he's really the only one that's kind of kicked Rick's butt, right?
Yeah.
Like multiple times. Yeah. Like every time they got into a fight, it was like Rick would be like, all right, screw it. I'm backing down. I don't know. I bet you they'll have them. Well, we know they're going to square off, Beta and Daryl. But I bet you it'll end before there's any kind of resolution.
Yeah,
and they'll both get some licks in. They'll both get split up.
Plus, right in the middle of the fight, we'll have to go to a commercial. Thanks for listening to Talking Walking Dead. I appreciate it. You can subscribe, rate, and review on the podcast, and of course, you know, listen to Chewing the Fat Monday through Friday. Subscribe, rate, and review that as well. Talking Walking Dead every Monday, right here on the Chewing the Fat channel. Chewing the Fat channel. Yeah, that works. I like it. See you.